This is Scott Becker with the Becker Women's Leadership Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a CEO and co-founder of a fascinating business, Vital Circle, with Amanda Slady. Amanda has founded a business around COVID, making events safe for COVID and so forth. And I'll see if I said that right. But Amanda, we're going to talk about that today. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. So as Scott said, Amanda Slady, I'm CEO and co-founder of Vital Circle. We are a women-owned business founded and headquartered here in Chicago. And I founded Vital Circle with my business partner, Becky Fox. She is the Chief Nursing Informatics Officer for Atrium Health in North Carolina. And so really, you know, when COVID hit, she reached out to me and said, you know, what are we going to do? that was her phone call to me. And so we really got together, put our heads together, and initially started by creating a web-based symptom tracker. So, you know, the thought was that we would bring this out to friends and families, small businesses, but it was really, you know, a web-based COVID-19 daily symptom tracker, really easy to implement because it wasn't a downloadable app. It was something that basically individuals needed to have access to internet, so it made it pretty simple for, you know, devices to be used. And then in developing our symptom tracker, actually connected up with a strategic partner and a friend of mine that I've known for years, and we pivoted his contact tracing device to create a Bluetooth contact tracing device. So what that means is that we are in no way connecting to an individual's cell phone or GPS coordinates. We have a Bluetooth contact tracing device that it's a wearable device. It weighs 12 grams. It's really unobtrusive into daily life. You know, people actually forget about wearing it. We also have one of the smallest form factors or size in the marketplace. And then we have what I have found so far in all of my research, the longest battery life. So our battery lasts 9 to 12 months, and it's not anything that you have to recharge. So that makes it really easy to use in, you know, school settings, warehouse settings, employers, all of that. Because our real philosophy on it is that it doesn't matter where the contact happened, it just matters that the contact happened.
And take a moment, take one step back, tell the audience what the core is of what the company does.
So we are a daily symptom tracking and contact tracing organization or group focused on COVID-19 at this moment. And, you know, as you had said earlier, Scott, we are bringing people back together safely for events. We actually provided daily symptom tracking and contact tracing at a very large public event that happened in North Carolina in August. And so we were able, you know, by looking at that event, you know, political feelings aside, was really to, you know, bring individuals from all across the United States together and how could we keep those individuals safe. And then once they left Charlotte and went back to their home states, how do we keep those individuals safe once they've departed?
Fascinating. And what is sort of going on now with the business? Is this picking up a lot of traction as people want to get back to events but want to make sure they're as safe as possible? I mean, it must be a two steps forward, one step back type of situation as people are very sort of edgy about getting back to in-person events.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting. We've had a lot of interest, you know, from the employer side, just from a day-to-day perspective, but really have had a lot of interest from the event side or large groups that are looking to get people back together. And, you know, when I say large groups, that could be, you know, an executive team of, you know, 40 to 50 people or hundreds of people, or it could be large conferences that are looking at putting, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of people together. And so really what, you know, Vital Circle has done is we are the first to market with getting, you know, large groups of together and large events together and doing it safely. So we have actually put a whole health protocol together that starts with, you know, pre-testing or what we call pre-event screening. So individuals actually do, you know, have a COVID test before arriving. They are doing daily symptom tracking before arriving. And we are really monitoring that on a day-to-day basis or an hour-to-hour basis and making, you know, informed decisions on whether or not people should attend the event even before they leave their home. And then once they're on site, we are continuing to do that daily screening of, you know, symptoms. We're doing the contact tracing while they're on site, so we know, you know, who's having interaction with who and what that interaction is. And then we're also doing post-event health protocols so that we're basically following up with everybody who's attending to know, you know, if 5 days, 14 days, 21 days out from leaving the event, you know, are you showing any symptoms or are you becoming symptomatic or have you tested positive for COVID? Because then the whole idea is that, you know, if you live here in Chicago and you say go to Washington, D.C. for an event, and then you come back and all of a sudden you get sick or start to show symptoms, you know, how do you get that information back to the event that you were at? And then also, how do you identify those people that you had significant contact with when you were on site to be able to notify them and say, hey, you know, hate to say this to you, but I'm now symptomatic or I'm COVID positive, you should quarantine, because that individual could live in New York, that person could live in Florida, wherever that case may be. And so really what we're providing is, you know, a one-stop shop, one place where, you know, event coordinators, you know, again, you know, we're industry agnostic, so we can work with employers and schools, manufacturing, you know, facilities, but really, like, how do we get the information back to individuals once we've had an identified, you know, symptomatic or COVID positive individual?
It's just the holy grail to getting events and meetings and people back together, or is this just another piece of the puzzle? I mean, how do you sort of view it as you sort of start? You've obviously had great success at this. People are hiring you. Big conventions are hiring you. How much does this feel like the holy grail, or is it just a piece of the puzzle?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it the holy grail. I think what it does is it, you know, at Vital Circle, we have what we call the three Ps. So protection, privacy, and peace of mind. So the protection side of it is, you know, what are we doing to mitigate the risk with regard to current or potential COVID, you know, spread within a group of people? The privacy side is we're doing contact tracing, but we're not doing it so invasively as the cell phone is doing it or GPS tracking, you know, because again, we don't care where the contact has happened. You know, I don't care if the contact happened at McDonald's or at a casino. I just need to know that the contact happened between people so I can notify somebody if somebody comes up COVID positive. And then really the peace
of
mind.
How much are people concerned about privacy issues and so forth of being on a Bluetooth thing, or do you just say, like, if you're too concerned, you don't go to the event, I take it?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I think the Bluetooth is definitely provides a level of security that something's being done, like something's being tracked, but that your individual your individual privacy isn't being tracked. So again, it doesn't matter where it's happening. And so I think, you know, what the Bluetooth is providing, because our devices are only interacting with other devices that are out in the world, what it's recording is, you know, interaction between two device numbers. The amount of interaction, and it's cumulative interaction, because, you know, the CDC isn't saying it's a 15 minutes here or there. It's a cumulative amount of time over time. So it's 15 minutes over a specific amount of time. And then our devices are also recording the distance. So, you know, we can set the distance that you want, but, you know, typically it's 6 feet or less. So it's looking at that, but what we're allowed, we can do with our devices and being Bluetooth and separate from your cell phone, is that it's really allowing us to have the information about the interactions, but not knowing where the interaction has happened. And I think that's a huge thing with employers and their employees. Like, their employees don't want their employer to know that they, you know, went to a casino or they're having dinner at BW3's or, you know, we're at Whole Foods, whatever the case may be. You know, the employer
largely truly doesn't want to know either. They don't want to be responsible if the employee does something like they shouldn't be doing something. I mean, really, nobody wants to know, truly.
Exactly. But it's a way of making people feel safe, because I think it's the whole peace of mind part of our three Ps is, you know, especially coming back to events and getting large groups of people together. It's the peace of mind, that we are doing something to mitigate the risk. I mean, as people start to get into back into our new normal, we know that there's going to be a high level of anxiety and stress. I mean, I remember the first time I went out for dinner after, you know, the COVID lockdown in Chicago, and I was nervous and I was sitting outside, you know, but I was like, okay, is that table really 6 feet away from me? And so, you know, when you start to get large groups of people together, how can we do it safely, but also lower the level of anxiety and stress that people have and know that we're doing something to be able to mitigate that risk?
And all of us are looking for that because we, you know, we're very concerned. You get on a plane, you go to a restaurant, or whatever. You're sort of looking at your fellow patrons, saying, "Do they look like they're taking this seriously or not? Mm-hmm. Or are they? Are they not?" And so forth. And so mechanisms to make us all feel safer are really helpful. What's the long term of this business? I mean, assuming there's a vaccine, people are still going to be concerned about COVID, but mm-hmm. but assuming it reduces spread enough that you stop seeing these surges in the country where it's 50,000 new people were infected, 70,000 new people were infected. Where do you pivot to as a business over the next 2 to 5 years as COVID becomes a little bit less the day-to-day, you know, great concern that it seems to be today?
Yeah, I mean, we have plans to pivot the business for other infectious diseases, other pandemics, also looking at chronic diseases. I mean, we know we spend the largest amount of our healthcare spend right now is on chronic diseases like, you know, hypertension, you know, high blood pressure, all of that. You know, not that that's a infection you can get from somebody else. I'm not saying that in any way. But I really think, you know, what we've developed and what is such a simple symptom tracker and the access to, for everybody to use it, plus the contact tracing is really going to help with future pandemics or infectious diseases that are coming. You know, we know COVID-19 is going to turn into, I don't know, COVID-47. I don't know what they'll name it next, but.
well, hopefully not COVID-47.
Yeah, you know. I would hope not, but you know.
Right, you don't,
but you
don't
think,
know.
You know, we had the bird flu and all that other stuff, you know, so we could
and,
we could
swine
be really
flu and
that.
So forth. And yeah. certainly, even though blood pressure you can't get from somebody else, there are people that give you enough stress that you'd love a Bluetooth signal to keep them away from you, aren't there?
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, we can turn on our devices to have sound and vibration. So if you're within 6 feet of another person, it actually will make a sound or vibrate. So most people turn that option off. But, you know, if you've got somebody who's, you know, giving you high blood pressure or stress, we could just set up the system to alarm.
Fascinating. So tell me this. You've had this brilliant career. Just talk for a moment about your background leading up to this, you know, and maybe what advice you'd give to other business leaders.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I've had over 20 years of experience within the healthcare industry in multiple different, you know, facets of the industry, but focusing on with the payer, provider, and biotech pharma space. I spent a number of years, you know, as I jokingly always say, I've spent 20 years, but I'm only 25. So go do the math. But, you know, but I spent that within management consulting, within large management consulting firms. And then really the last 7 years before pivoting and starting Vital Circle with Becky and, you know, going full bore there. I spent the time within, you know, healthcare entrepreneurship and venture capital. And so, you know, I worked locally here for a well-known venture capital firm for about 5.5 years and then went out on my own, starting my own firm called Consult 27, which was really focused on helping entrepreneurial and startup businesses with really identifying opportunities for growth. And then really when, you know, COVID hit, I pivoted with Becky and we created Vital Circle. And so I really think, you know, I think the biggest thing when you talk to leaders and individuals is really being, you know, open to the change that might be coming your way. You know, I took a leap of faith in a sense to start Vital Circle and really put Consult 27 on the back burner for a while. But I've loved the ride. You know, and I've loved the people who have and the team that we've built that has wanted to, you know, ride on the train of Vital Circle with me or the COVID train. And, you know, I really think it's just, you know, making sure you're surrounding yourselves with really great people. And, you know, this is kind of a strange way of saying it, but always being open to not being right, you know, and seeing other people's perspectives.
Just magnificent, Amanda, what you're doing, the problem you're trying to solve. We wish you great success with it. Just finally, Amanda, how do people learn more about Vital Circle? How do they learn more about you? Where can they reach you if they want to hire you or work with Vital Circle?
Yeah, so they can reach out to us. Vital Circle's website is, vitalcircle.health. So definitely can reach out to us there. You know, we also can reach out via phone, which is 312-515-3426. Or they can email me directly at amanda.slady@vitalcircle.health.
Just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thanks.